Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Raisin Bran? You got to put Raisin Bran up there. Everybody knows it.
It's Mike Shope.
Listen, get your own stupid old dying person team and choose your own cereals.
And the Bulldog.
I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves.
That cereal is soggy. You reach into the fridge for the milk and open the lid on the milk to pour it in there, and that crap is already soggy.
I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds.
That's a problem.
That's a problem for a cereal.
A huge problem.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
I think I know the answer, but I'm not quite a student of the game. Daryl Porter Jr. would not count as a, what do they call it, former Bill returning to the Bills player, because his dad was on the Bills.
Okay, that's the Porter?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
No, it's not going to count.
It doesn't count. Yeah, no, I can't.
Daryl Porter Sr., if that's what he goes by, had a touchdown for the Bills in the 2000 season on a fumble return, and then the next week caught a 44-yard pass from the punter.
That's pretty good.
Chris Moore.
I also feel like he was the guy that was maybe most accused of not staying home on home run throwback.
Yeah, I thought that too. Not exactly that, but I thought of that play. And, you know, you can't really find that as quickly in the stats, because there are no stats for not being in position.
I just felt like he might have been as close to the smoking gun as there was for that. He was the only guy, but maybe he was like the outside contain.
Oh, no.
And was the guy that like was supposed to be over there where Dyson caught the ball.
We needed PFF.
Yeah, right. Maybe they would have filled us in on that. Yeah.
Maybe they would have.
Yeah. Well, I hope his kid isn't carrying that around.
Me too. Would he not have had a choice, right? This is one where you're on a team's practice squad.
Yeah, if the Bills poached him off a practice squad, then it's a choice. Yeah, he could have chosen to stay with Pittsburgh.
I mean, they're in the playoffs too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is, well, maybe he knows, like, there's a better chance that he'll dress Hairston.
Yeah, maybe because of Hairston being hurt. Yeah. I mean,
there would still be a promotion, but there's no limit to that in the playoffs.
Right, maybe he thinks, or maybe the Bills have even told him, like, you outrank Dane Jackson. If we need to elevate a guy for this playoff game, you come here, you're getting a jersey. I don't know that happened, but
maybe the Steelers should take Dane Jackson.
I would think there's got to be a good reason for them, you know, for him to agree to it. Well, I mean, it's going, you know, going to a better team, I think, right? But did they
lower seed?
Sure. Yeah, no home games, probably.
Maybe he just wanted to go to Florida.
He won't be able to play in front of his beloved fans here. That doesn't make any sense.
Daryl Porter Jr., welcome to the squad. We'll see what it means to the reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. I wanted to do these today for two reasons. Well, including that it's Tuesday at 3. Like, that's usually when we do the power rankings. But one, to rank the bad teams going into the offseason. And then two, Jacksonville has been the one in this the last two. Is that how we really want it? The last 2 weeks, Jacksonville has essentially won the reverse AFC power rankings. And I don't know. We'll see if that happens again.
The last time I was a part of this process, I firmly believed that they deserved to be where they were. That was on the heels of them doing a number on the Broncos.
Right.
In Denver.
And they have two wins since at Indianapolis, and then they blew out your Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, nothing as good as that quality. But that was, to me, that's a, you know, people are split on the Broncos. How good are the Broncos? I mean, they're the one seed. They've got a legendary coach and a strong defense, and they just worked them, Jacksonville. So, and that was really the start of my, that's the team I think I don't want to see. Campaign.
Did you watch that game?
Yeah, I watched.
See, I didn't.
It was wire to wire. It was maybe, I said it this way that Monday, you weren't here, that was the beginning of Christmas week, and that it might be the first time a lot of Bills fans sat with the Jaguars. It was a 4 o'clock game, and it was on locally, and it was an eyeful. So that started it for me. I mean, I had been high on them earlier in the year, and then they just seemed like they were kind of jaguaring their way to like a 10-win season maybe. But they really impressed me that day.
I was trying to stay alive on Route 89.
Right.
That was, I guess, the next night, but still, that was that weekend. Okay, let's see what happens. 16.
Come on. Jets. Oh, Jets, Jets, Jets. I'm not going to do the spelling thing like Fireman Ed, but holy cow.
NYJ.
Just a bad scene all around there. Was there anything interesting in their locker clean out? I was following along with our buddy Dan Leberfeld, and all I really caught was that he was excited about it because he feels like that's a longer form forum. Usually you get maybe more in-depth responses to questions. It's both guys, right? The GM and the coach. And I didn't see much about the content other than from Dan that he thought it was unusually short. That there were a lot more questions to be answered, and I don't know if like, you know, the media relations people got involved and like threw the towel in like, oh, it's enough, or like any of it was contentious or what, but he just thought it was shorter than he was expecting. So
it's amazing that they had it. No, I didn't hear a word about it.
Okay.
It was too short, I guess.
Maybe
I would have heard one thing. 15.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'm going to go Raiders.
Okay. Kind of an unbelievable season for them. The Jets season, I mean, I'll say it, not unbelievable.
No,
I'll say it because I usually am more bullish on the Jets than anybody I know. But mm-hmm. I have to, like, it's not shocking that this happened.
Right.
The Raiders, it is, and I'm thinking about, like, fantasy drafts and how popular Genty was, and that was a trap. Sixth overall pick, elite prospect, Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly, Geno Smith, Bowers, you know, there was enough to like there, I thought, that wouldn't just completely fall apart. And, you know, Pete Carroll really had never had a team that bad. You know, his teams were always at least, they were like Tomlin teams at worst, where you'd argue about whether they were actually bad, mm-hmm. but their record wasn't bad. But this was total disaster for the Raiders.
With all those big names everywhere, too, really, really, definitely more surprising than the Jets. Not by a ton, because the Raiders are kind of as dysfunctional as the Jets, I think. In a lot of ways, meddlesome owner, and it might be hard to get guys' attention there. You probably really need, like, I don't know if Mark Davis can attract like the stern faith-based leader type that Sean McDermott was when he showed up here in 17, but I bet that's what they're shopping for.
Oh, Vegas.
They need to tighten it up. Tighten it up, Vegas.
Can Las Vegas and faith-based be a fit?
Mm.
Well, there are a lot of churches because people get married there. Quote churches.
Chapels. Yeah.
14. Tennessee. Still nowhere.
Yeah.
Matt Nagy. Vance Joseph.
Right.
Come on. Get serious. 13.
I'll just say I like the quarterback. I'll whisper that every week. I like the quarterback.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're going to find out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you always do. It's one way or another. I think he'll play. It would stun me if they hired a coach that went like, actually, we're starting over.
They won't.
They will not. They're going to hire a guy that thinks that he can work with Ward. And I think that's a worthy pursuit.
They probably have to do that.
Yeah.
Who are they supposed to go get instead? Maybe they'll have a better backup plan, give it half the season or so, and be able to bail if they so choose.
Yeah, and EJ Manuel year two is in the window there, I think.
13.
Four games for EJ in his second year, for folks who don't remember. It was a long time ago now.
He did go back in because of injury.
Right.
Right?
But he never was the guy again.
No.
That was the end of it.
13, Browns?
Yes, Browns.
Sanders.
We're kind of doing the standings in reverse order, but I mean, or not in, you know.
I guess.
A little bit. I mean, these bottom four, though, are inarguable to me.
Sanders is on the team.
Sure.
But may not be, probably shouldn't be week one. Does that new coach have to do that dance like the Cam Ward situation? I don't think so, probably.
No, with a fifth round pick. No. I don't. That would really surprise me.
I wonder if they could hire a coach based on quarterback preferences or even like connections. Like if the Browns, they've shot big before. If the Browns were open to Kyler Murray, never mind. Because Kingsbury and Kyler Murray were not simpatico, I think.
Yeah,
but no. You know, something like that where
yeah.
I can get you this guy if you hire me. I wonder if there's some sort of a package deal possible.
Is there
Cleveland.
Any chance that someone they interview says, hey, what about Deshaun Watson?
Well, how would that be? He's there.
I wonder if that would
Bill O'Brien
help that guy get the job. You know, like I can fix this for you. I can turn these frowns upside down. I can make this into a strength as opposed to a laughing stock.
Turn the Browns upside down.
Right.
Is Bill O'Brien like, where is he these days? Is he maybe
Boston College?
Okay.
I think that's right.
Is that maybe like a actual name, perhaps, to your point?
I don't know. Did they have that was when Watson was at his best, right? I mean, O'Brien, I always liked him as an offensive mind. I think he got into trouble, like maybe doing a little too much there, had a little too much sway.
What about that idea?
There's no way the Browns publicly double down on like a coach that's going to try to fix Watson.
I think that's the thing is, how do you sell that to a fan base?
Of, like, that's why I asked, like, is there any chance that they hire a guy that wants to do it? I think there's almost no chance.
How do they ever sell whatever they are selling to the fans? I don't know. Yeah, probably not. 12. Colts.
It's a little dicey here, I'd
say. I kind of want to go Indianapolis. Because if we're starting to look to the offseason, make the Sauce Gardner trade, you got no first-round picks. Jones is a free agent and hurt. So they're kind of – they're back where they were to
not
start
just hurt,
this
year. But like an Achilles.
Yeah.
That happened in what, December?
The end of the year, yeah. They're back to where they were to start this year, which is they have no quarterback but maybe a talented roster.
Richardson.
Oh, right. Boy, here we go again, right?
Who's the coach for him?
I thought it was the guy that they have.
Oh, that's right. They still have their coach.
They still have their
coach. So that's out.
I thought that was one of the reasons why I liked them picking him. I thought, like, this guy is going to make this work. Look out. Whoops.
11. Wow. I don't know. Miami?
Bengals. Miami. Miami's more nowhere at quarterback than the Bengals are. The Bengals have Burrow. That's to their credit.
10.
Bengals.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know who else to pick here.
Well, I want to pick Pittsburgh, but that just seems like a little much. And you'd probably have to consider Baltimore before Pittsburgh.
Yes, I think that's right.
I hate that, though.
Well, wait a minute. We don't have to do anything.
No.
It's a reverse AFC power rankings. If we think the Ravens are better than the Steelers, we can put the Steelers above them. Is that how it works?
Yes, you still can do that.
Right.
Well, I guess now it's time to decide that. 9.
I will say Pittsburgh.
I'm good with Pittsburgh here.
Okay. We just don't watch games.
No, we don't. I hate football.
Yeah, all right. So, like, the Ravens didn't have a pass rush. They had a lot of unfortunate injuries, right, even into their final night. Missed a field goal. They still have Lamar, you know? Like, they still have, as long as that's
at least for now,
reputable.
They have Lamar.
I mean,
I don't know what's going on there.
Like, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Maybe they win this week again and just
bring Rodgers back next year. Like, they're going to be they're going to be nowhere. They're going to be looking for Mac Jones next year. Or Kyler Murray. Or Tua, if Miami moves on. I mean, I imagine Tua playing for the Steelers.
I know.
Oh, God.
Actually,
him in
yes.
that uniform.
Yes.
It's just kind of incredible to me to envision him with that, like, throwing that pass that got intercepted in that night game late in the year that was just, like, the worst pass you've ever seen an NFL quarterback
in Pittsburgh.
Throw. In Pittsburgh, right. Imagine him in the Steeler uniform throwing that pass. Like, I can't even fathom. Can't do it. Doesn't process.
8, Baltimore.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
7, Chiefs.
Yeah.
6,
Chargers.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I don't have a better idea. 5, Denver.
I love it.
Man, doing fantasy stuff today, ADP chasing, trying to figure out tournament lineups. Nobody knows what to do with Denver. Like, who are you supposed to want?
Yeah.
And what our group ended up doing, it wasn't my favorite idea, but I like the argument. So that's where we ended up, is going with Knicks. One player per team, and we have a Knicks team.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, they won't even play this week.
Right.
But if you see Denver winning a couple games, that's all they would need to make the Super Bowl.
Right.
But even winning one, who do you think does anything? Like, is it R.J. Harvey? Is it Sutton? This is not the point of the power rankings, but Denver does not have a lot of juice there. And that's maybe why I thought of them for this here, because of that.
Knicks has, to me, I don't know if the widest variance is exactly right, because I think it's more meh than good. But when he's good, he pushes the ball downfield and hits throws. When he's bad, it's like he's scrambling to his right and throws it into the stands.
Well,
like, that is a very frequent occurrence watching them. Maybe I'm just biased by that Jaguar game. But I feel like that happened. Both things happened in that game. I think he hit some throws, and then he also was just, There's a lot of that with him.
I would love for CBS to play, like, that sound effect.
Yeah,
when a quarterback throws the ball away.
That would work. I should work on trademarking that.
Yeah, like, the conversation this morning on that show was, what if Denver gets down by 10 points? I said, if they get down by 10 points, they should end the game. It was brought up how they had a huge comeback against the Giants this year. Like, a massive
18-point fourth quarter comeback, I think, is what that was.
Yeah, and I thought, so what?
It was the Giants.
It was the Giants. Like, I don't know. They often played from ahead. I mean, they weren't down that often. But when they got down to the Jaguars in the game you watched, that was over.
It was kind of over, yeah. They did not have a big punch to come back.
One of the many interesting things about this year's playoffs is the 2-1 seeds and how, especially Denver, not proven they are. Denver was in the playoffs last year. Seattle wasn't. But still, like, you've got unknowns there. 4.
I'm going to say Houston.
Bills for me.
I'll go Houston.
You guys obviously didn't watch a certain game this year when they played each other. 3.
Buffalo.
Okay. Two.
New England.
Jacksonville.
New England.
Jacksonville wins again. 3 weeks in a row. What's the over-under on where they come in next week? They'll either be one or they'll be like eight.
Right.
Maybe not eight, five or something.
Right. I think 4.5 is your line.
They'll either be one or they'll be at least four, maybe closer to eight. I don't know. Well, that's the reverse AFC Power Rankings, the famed reverse AFC Power Rankings on WGR, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Who would you rather have in a fantasy tournament, James Cook or Josh Allen? Depends. I guess it depends on what we're talking about. Like
fantasy, like the format. Thing you just talked about. Like, you know, he's the one guy from my team or a team, and I got to see how far he can run. I think I would say Cook. To me, it's more likely that if the Bills get on a roll, that Cook would rack up touchdowns than it is that Allen is going to have incredible passing numbers. I think Allen will still, you know, part of the Superman thing with Allen and him having to do all the heavy lifting is it doesn't necessarily have to equate to big games, right? There can be touchdowns in there, of course, and that matters a lot to this, you know, a fantasy conversation. I think it's more likely for me, a script unfolding where the Bills win a couple of games here is Cook gets off and Allen just sort of fills in around him. I think if they have a scenario where Cook, like if you get him out in playoff fantasy and you end up regretting it, I think the Bills are in real trouble.
Yeah.
Because I just don't think that they have a dependable enough passing game. As great as Allen has been in his career, especially in the playoffs, I just don't know what the move is going to be here, what the go-to is going to be. You know, Kincaid, but I feel like I'm constantly one wrong step away from him barely playing or not playing at all. So it's just very shaky to me.
The props are out. It's the playoffs for a Tuesday to have, at least at DraftKings, to have props like we do. That's pretty good. Cook is the favorite to score a touchdown in the game. The only minus money guys, so you'd have to give up more than you'd win, are Cook, Travis Etienne, and Allen to score at any time in the game. Bills are 1.5-point favorites. I don't want to force the fantasy tournament context here, and also in those, you never get to change, so you're getting a guy for the entire playoffs. But I don't know about Cook in this game. What I was thinking about today was, so he's their strength, he's their kind of their engine this year. A lot of that is breakaway runs, but still, like, it's almost to the point where they need him.
Yeah. I think you should get over that. I think they need him.
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly been true.
Yeah.
In the game against Philadelphia, you know, at least the reputation of a big, talented defense. The Bills went out for that game and ran three wide receivers, like, every play for much of that game. And it almost read like they didn't think they could play their game against Philadelphia. Like, where's the three tight end? Mm-hmm. Kincaid didn't play, but still, like, where are the bully Bills?
Where's the beef? Right. Yeah, yeah.
And could that be the case here too? Jacksonville has been almost the best in the league. They're 3.9 yards per rush allowed, third best. So do I go in there and try to trick them and hope that Brandon Cooks can get open and try to do that? Yeah. Offset with Cook. I mean, Cook wouldn't be a ghost in the game, but do I think I'm better off going in that direction? Better matchups, maybe? Or try to win with your fastball, with your best pitch? And I think that's heavy.
Yes, it is.
And Cook, over under, I'm seeing like 95 rushing yards for him, which is, you know, commensurate with the kind of season he had. 803-0550 for your thoughts. Ross Tucker today at 4. The Sabres are home tonight for Vancouver. Paul Hamilton will join us for pregame coverage at 6. So pretty wide open.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I would say that Jacksonville has the hottest pass game going into the playoffs right now. And I think that's why there's such a belief. I think it's the toughest draw that Buffalo could have gotten, candidly. And I've said for a couple weeks now, the run defense doesn't necessarily concern me. It's the, are you going to catch a on-fire pass game as well as the secondaries played? Because elite passing games can get after elite coverage units because the quarterback can make the perfect throw on a consistent basis.
Dan Orlovsky, one clarification from our earlier conversation. So the report is that the Bills are adding cornerback Daryl Porter Jr. to the practice squad. I brought it up simply because I remember his dad, I think it was his father, playing for the Bills, a Pro Football Reference as they are father and son. But you brought up during the break, like, well, if he's on the Steelers practice squad, then how can the Bills add him to theirs? Like, that's not the rule. And it looks like he was already released. So
okay.
He was a free agent formerly of Pittsburgh. And that way he could go to the practice squad
right here. And there's no decision. Well, there's a decision to sign to the Bills practice squad, but it's not like choosing Pittsburgh over, you know, rather, or choosing Buffalo over Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we thought about that for a minute.
He was free. So, okay. So, yeah, the Bills told him he'll play if, you know, if they need him, not Dane Jack. That doesn't matter. Like, he didn't have a team, so now he's got one, or at least a practice squad.
That's how it seems.
Yeah.
Matt is with us. Hello, Matt.
Yeah, hey, well, maybe this kind of is sort of the same area, but I do not understand why Gabe Davis has not been put to use more. I'm at a bit of a loss. I mean, he's he's experienced, and my God, he's, everybody remembers what he did in Kansas City. I'm not saying that's going to get repeated, but he can get open. He catches the ball. He gets some separation. Is he in somebody's doghouse for some reason? I feel like he just hasn't been given any legitimate shot in this rotation that we've had. Is there something going on with him, or is there like some cap reason that we don't want him to be here? I don't understand.
No, I mean, he's on the roster now. When he first got here, he was on the practice squad, but they put him on the roster. So the cap, there's no playing or not playing doesn't impact that. So I don't know. I think, I don't know if they were just hunting around when he was inactive for a couple of games, trying to find out what else they have. I think they know what he is. You know, his ceiling can be really high. He's not the most reliable catcher of the ball. Like, there were drops in his previous time here. So
there were, but it's not, I mean,
yeah, I mean, you're
right with that problem all around though.
Yeah.
I just think maybe he's not as good as you do.
Yeah, I don't think he's a player that really warrants being fed, I guess is what I would say, Matt, mostly.
Okay. I mean, I can't believe it's possible that there'd be some issue, but, I mean, they brought him in. You know, they knew who he was. They brought him in.
I can't believe there'd be an issue. He was always one of the most popular guys on the team. Like, the team loved him. He was a captain, workout warrior in the offseason, all that stuff. I don't think there's anything sneaky happening here that we don't know. I think he might just not be real good.
And also, thanks, Matt. I mean, nobody else is getting the ball instead, really.
Right, they don't feed anyone.
They don't. Nobody eats.
Everyone starves.
Like, it's not like he's buried by other guys, you know? So, I don't know. You like him. He's been an important figure to the Bills in this era. He doesn't seem to be one right now. But when he went, when 13 seconds happened, you say he's got this high ceiling. It's that game.
Like that's it, right, yeah.
He was good for the most part here, and then you had this one game where he was unbelievable. Any game can open itself up to a certain guy, you know, like that's, I think, what the Bills would be hoping for here is that they can find a weakness, Jacksonville and whoever else, where they might be able to exploit that with one of their options.
Yep.
And maybe that'll be Davis. I mean, I wouldn't ever just assume that he won't have a six catch game or something like that in the playoffs. Revenge narrative, by the way.
If you want the most kind of pie in the sky, you're barely even going to believe I'm saying it scenario, how's they use him like they used to use him? They haven't really. This is maybe what the caller is suggesting here. Maybe they're just sitting on it. Maybe the playoffs are going to come and there's going to be post patterns to Gabriel Davis. And the Jacksonville Jaguars in the wild card round will be expecting a certain thing to happen with the Bills receivers who have performed a certain way all year long, and suddenly this guy's running past you. Maybe that's what's been happening. Maybe they're just sort of squatting on. This is very saving all your good stuff for when it really matters. And I have been told enough times that that's not something that happens regularly, or at least to the extent that maybe I'm suggesting here, right? I mean, if they wanted to win a football game at any point here, you probably would have unleashed this if you were sitting on it. But it's possible that they use him in some different way that's more lining up with how he was used before, like a deep threat type player. But I feel like Cooks is settling into that role. Like, if the Bills are going to try stuff down the field, maybe the middle of the field, deep stuff to test the safeties, I feel like that's Cooks right now. And it's kind of telling that he was protected, didn't even get a uniform for this final game, and Davis played a bunch.
Yeah, it's seven targets.
So I doubt that they're sitting on him. With his history of injuries recently, right? I mean, he just got healthy enough to start playing. I doubt that they, if they had big plans for him, would have exposed him as they did on Sunday against the Jets. So I'm talking myself out of my glowy scenario where they just have some big plans for him. I think they probably recognize what the rest of the league has recognized, that he was maybe always just a certain level of good, and maybe that's even diminished now by wear and tear and the injuries that he's suffered.
Thanks, Matt. Maybe you'll get what you want Sunday. Justin is next. Hello.
Hey, guys. Quick question for you. Well, maybe not quick. I'm in a fantasy football league for the playoffs where you're allowed to pick a player once and never get him the rest of the playoffs, and you get to repick your roster every week.
Okay.
Like, if I take Josh Allen this week and the Bills make the Super Bowl, I don't get him the rest of the playoffs no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of wanted your take on who you would have in your lineup, because the whole playoff picture is wide open for it. And how soon or how late are you taking the Bills?
Man, that would take me some time. Like, I'd want to give you a business answer to that question. I played in one of these, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. I like it. I like a puzzle. And that is really a puzzle. I think intuitively, the guys you'd want this week are the best guys that you think have the worst chance of going all the way. It's maybe quintessentially McCaffrey as a six seed. But who knows? They could win it, I guess. You don't need to win the Super Bowl. You need to get to it. So somebody like that, maybe Justin Herbert could be this. I wouldn't pick Allen this week because they're favored. Like, I would give that. I'd give that another week. Same with Cook. I don't like the matchup for Cook. Pick if you're one of these players that has a tough time, like, picking guys that you hate that aren't Bills. You know, one of these guys, which are great to have in your league because they're not picking the best players.
That's the best, yeah.
Pick Lawrence. Lawrence's numbers. His props are going to be above Allen's. Maybe not for fantasy points because of the rushing, but Lawrence runs a little bit. But he'll have a higher passing yard number over-under than Allen will in this game. You could do that. You got a name or two for this? You have a thought? You're the guy I go to for these things. Justin, he didn't single me out.
I gotta be honest. I started answering text messages when you guys started talking, so I don't even know
I want to do that. Sometimes.
You're riffing here, mentioning names of guys, and I'm not really sure what were the parameters. Do I need to know?
Well, you know, you've asked now. Anybody out there who's annoyed already? He's asked now. Okay, Justin's game is you pick a different lineup every week, total points, but you can't pick the same player twice.
Okay, right.
So if he uses Allen this week, he can't use him again.
I would definitely not use Allen this week.
Who's the best quarterback for production this week, their matchup in mind, that you think has the worst chance of going far? I like the Niner game. One or the other. Purdy or Hurts might be the right, might be the play. Caleb Williams could be good. They're both such good matchups.
Yeah, I was going to even suggest the Packers playing the Bears. Because I think both of those teams, I don't think I'll like them in the divisional round, either one of them. So whoever wins there, I might feel like I used them up and I'm good. So I might look at that game. Either guy.
And if it's Green Bay, they go to Seattle.
Right.
Whereas Chicago would host somebody.
Right.
Those teams have played twice in the last month. And my instinct on that, did I say this yesterday? My instinct on that, it's Green Bay and Chicago. It's January. It's the third meeting recent that bodes badly for offenses. But I don't know if that's right.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Last time they played, the yards were way up there. Like, it went to overtime, but still, like, teams moved the ball in that game. And the first game was, like, 28-21 or something like that. So,
right.
The total's not super low. Yeah. The thing, this doesn't have to be a fantasy point, so relax. But the thing about this year, whether it's fantasy, whether it's just, you know, talking, whether it's betting, you really can almost do anything you want with the grid. You know? Like, who can't win it? Pittsburgh? Carolina? Carolina can't win it.
Carolina can't win it. I think Pittsburgh can't win it.
Is that it?
I do think that's it. I'm not real bullish on the Chargers, but it's not crazy that they could go play a close game and win on a field goal or a missed field goal or, like, whatever. You that game could very much be the Ravens Steelers from Sunday night, Chargers at Patriots. So you're gonna have the least likely scenario there to me is New England runs away from them, or that the Chargers do that. Like, I think that's a tight game, it's a playoff game, you know, cold weather, and probably comes down to the 2-minute warning.
I will give the points with the Patriots. I don't expect a blowout, but I liked Houston when they went to play the Chargers. And I kind of want this to be that game. Not want, but would predict this to be that game where the Chargers are in it, but there's just not enough there. So I'd give 3.5. The Patriots are the same amount of favorite as Houston is on the road, trying to be the first team to win a Monday night game in Pittsburgh since Jeff Hostetler and the 91 Giants.
Also, it wasn't Sims.
It wasn't Sims. It wasn't quite Sims.
Came up yesterday, but same team.
He's probably on the team. Was he on the team in 91?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Hostetler started and played the game in Pittsburgh against Brister.
Yeah, wait, they didn't move on from Sims after Hostetler won them the Super Bowl, did they?
I don't know. He had injuries.
Yeah.
But no, I think 93, Sims is the Giants quarterback.
Yeah, he's
in the playoffs again.
Around there. Yeah.
Yeah, he played some in 91 and 92. 93, he played the whole year. Then he retired. But that's the last Pittsburgh home Monday night loss. 23-0 since. CJ Stroud, it's on you. Isn't that interesting? New England and Houston are the same, have the same spread, -3.5. Philadelphia is a little higher, 4.5 now. Bills are 1.5 in their game, which makes them a fun and easy, kind of obvious fantasy play, the Bills, because of what they can be. They've had shootouts. You know what Allen's capable of and what Cook has been able to do. because they're not a big favorite. So not everybody will, you know, be on them for
right.
that reason.
Right.
And it also makes Jacksonville interesting because the Bills are the team that's supposed to, you know, win the conference with Kansas City out. And Jacksonville's over there like, we're actually good. So just cool it. How do you like that? Cool it.
I like it just fine. I think Jacksonville should be telling people to cool it. I'm with the clip that we played coming in here, Orlovsky talking about the Jaguars, is exactly how I feel about them. I think the passing game is red hot right now, and the Bills have had a great year defending the pass, but I worry that they're going to get on the field with speed and a quarterback that right now is really feeling it and be really, you know, going to have to keep up. And that's my biggest worry, is the Bills being able to keep up.
Ross Tucker coming up at 4. Thanks for the call, Justin. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is WGR.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.